It all starts with evaporation, then it goes to the sky and makes condensation. The clouds collect more and more water, they may look like a teeter-totter. I was bouncing on my teeter-totter when I saw parts of the clouds coming down. It was precipitation coming towards me with the interpretation of flowing into water runs like lakes, rivers, creeks, and mountain peaks. The water eventually re-evaporates, then the cycle starts all again. This is the water cycle wrap. But wait, there's another way. It's transpiration that becomes condensation. There is everything you can know about the water cycle wrap. You may be imagining how this works, but you may just concentrate. This isn't biology or snow rate. This is the water cycle wrap. We're talking about the water that comes from your tap. If you didn't get that the first time, I'll explain it again. It all starts with evaporation, then it goes into condensation, next precipitation, then all over again. If you didn't know what evaporation is, it's when the sun creates energy and the water flies up to the sky. Now on to precipitation is when the snow or rain comes down and gives into larger water flows. There's another vocabulary, and that is when the clouds get more and more water from evaporation, and that leads into this process is, and it's called condensation. Now you know everything about the water cycle wrap because you have heard the water cycle wrap.